Well, I'm Boogie Woogie Benny.
Willie Bob.
Let's see here. Rocknosaurus has been around for 7 years now. Yep. It basically was started when Coach Cotton took his then 1 and 3 year old, perhaps.
Yeah, that sounds right.
To see a local performer, decided that he wanted to do something similar, and we have been playing. The three of us have known each other since elementary school or high school. Is when Willie Bob. Yeah. I've known Coach since
elementary school. I'm the new guy.
School.
Only been 20 years for me.
And are you from New York?
Yeah, we went to Robinson High School in Fairfax County.
Yeah,
and so Coach wanted to start something. We've all been playing together on and off since then. So we started a band.
Had you been playing other kinds of music before kids' music?
Absolutely. Coach and I had we have a rock and roll ensemble that plays original tunes, and if you are playing original music for grown-ups, you quickly find that there are limited opportunities, you know. So he and I started this thing as a way to just keep our chops up, you know, just to keep playing, play stages, and play during the daytime. I have a daughter as well. She's basically a high schooler now, but when we started the band, she was little. Coach had two small ones, and we had some daytimes free, so we were just like, well, let's play some music. And then Boogie basically wrote his way into the band. He heard about what we were doing and wrote his theme song and played it for us, and we were just super excited. So,
I look at your guys' schedule, and you have shows almost every day. You know, there's always parents with kids who are looking for something to do. I mean, that was ingenious for you to make the choice to always have an audience.
Well, it's a great confluence of circumstances for a musician. You know, to be able to play during the daytime as opposed to staying out late. You know, playing in bars and things like that. Coming home smelling like smoke and whatever. Being able to spend time with your kids in the evenings, and just being able to play a lot because the children don't seem to get tired of it. They can listen to the same song over and over again. So.
And in this area, I mean, there are just so many schools, so many libraries. So many PTAs that, you know.
Yeah, libraries are big for us.
You can play in Falls Church one day and then play, you know, in Sterling the next day, and it's two entirely different sets of people.
That's always been the goal. I think we've always
to appeal to both kids and their parents.
We have the whole audience in mind. We don't want to see anybody snoozing.
Yeah, I totally think that our fan. When people ask us how old our fans are, I tell them, well, they're 3 to 5 or 25 and up.
Yeah,
no, they're 3 to 10 is probably better.
A lot of very serious instrumentation going on with just three guys.
Boogie has an extensive background in sort of jazz music. I'm more of the rock and roller type, but I definitely have done time playing folk and almost country type stuff. Coach and I did our rock and roll thing for years, so we've definitely combined a lot of musical backgrounds. Everything that we can do well finds its way into the mix.
Tell me about the trip to Austin. What's that all about?
Well, the Austin City Limits Music Festival is a big music festival. We've done one other music festival this size, Lollapalooza, we did in 2010, which was in Chicago. And we were offered the opportunity to go to Austin. And like Lollapalooza, Lollapalooza had a kids. There's a dozen stages at Lollapalooza.
Yeah.
And one stage was Kids-a-palooza.
Kids-a-palooza.
Where it was like the organizers decided that lots of people who went to Lollapalooza in college now have kids. So if you go with your parent, you get in for free if you're under 12. And I guess it's probably going to be a similar thing at Austin City Limits.
Yep.
I haven't looked at the details. But the kids stage at Austin City Limits is called Austin Kitty Limits. And again, there's like a dozen stages, and we will be at the kids stage.
How can people learn more about the band?
Our website, I guess, is a great place to go, rocknosaurus.com. It's spelled like rhinoceros, but with a rock at the beginning. But you probably will need to look up rhinoceros, because I know
we did. We actually we secured a web domain name before we realized that we had sort of misspelled our name.
So anyway, it's rocknoceros.
You got it.
Rocknosaurus.com.
Yep.